Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have been deluged with Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum in this state, and I'm glad the primary is over. And I am looking forward to the November election because Barack Obama, President Obama, has never looked better, let me tell you. But I am so sick of hearing how he saved the Olympics. He went to Congress and he got money. And if you watch the 2008 campaign, when John McCain was the person running for your guys, McCain's mother said about the Olympics, that was a Mormon-made mess and it took a Mormon to clean it up.
That's Peggy, a talk radio caller from Michigan, who says, after so many weeks of the candidate primary advertising, President Obama has never looked better. The presidential race countdown, number one this week. Welcome into the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll be taking apart the top 10 items this hour. Death of Davy Jones, number 10, from the Monkees. Google's new privacy rules, number 9. Number 8, the death of Andrew Breitbart. Number 7 is the North Korea nuclear deal. Number 6, the deadly storms in the Midwest. Number 5, the shooting at that school in Ohio. Number 4, the price of gasoline. Number 3, the state of our economy. Number 2, Iran. And number 1, who's running and who's being left behind. Here's radio host Frank Schoenfeld talking to political analyst Terry Madonna about Mitt Romney's win this week in Arizona and Michigan, and what, if anything, that may mean going forward to next Super Tuesday.
Hey, so Romney, he did win the two states, but, you know, Santorum did not put any money into the one state. Was this a really big win for him?
Well, I mean, I think if you're Romney, the only state that was contested, as you point out, was Michigan.
Right.
It's kind of a big sigh. Wow, I just survived. I mean, you know, he won by 3 points. He outspent Santorum something like $4 million to a little more than $1 million. Ron Paul was there with a negative commercial, even though he didn't campaign in the state, against Santorum called the fake. And your listeners who may have watched the debate the other week,
right,
he was sitting next to Santorum and said, "You're a fake," which, you know, broke everybody in the house up. But look, for Romney, it was important. I mean, had he not stopped, or at least momentarily stopped Santorum's momentum, I think it could have changed the dynamics of the race. And, you know, it looks like what's going on with Santorum is, if you look at the exit polls, the exit poll in Michigan, and you put them all together, there have been now 5 exit polls done in the various primaries and caucuses that have been held. Here's what you get. He can't broaden his base.
Right.
He has, you know, about a 25% of the electorate, which would consist of a lot of those who call themselves strong conservatives, those who are evangelicals, strong pro-lifers, but he can't broaden it, and that's his bigger problem. That, you know, he's got his core niche, and how does he expand that? And he didn't do it. He did well in Michigan. I'm not, you know.
Well, that's his home state.
Go ahead.
That's his home state. Of course he did well there, but he didn't do well. He didn't crush like he was expected to.
No. I mean, look, if you're Santorum, you know, and again, I'm saying Santorum has this niche he can't move beyond at the moment. You know, he got 38% of the vote, spent very little money. I think his problem is moving forward, you know, next week, literally.
Right.
10 states.
And
are in play. 437 delegates in 10 states. You need 1,144 to win. And the way they pick delegates, you know, nobody's going to come out of there with a sweep and say it's over. But Romney will certainly win his home, is now, you know, his state where he was governor, Massachusetts. He'll probably win Vermont. And he'll win Virginia, where Santorum and Gingrich aren't even on the ballot. And, you know, he's not likely to win Oklahoma, Tennessee, or Georgia. And so the battleground for the press will be Ohio. You know, a swing state, an important state, where right now Santorum has a lead.
Up next, Rick Santorum weighs in on this week's primaries and how he feels about the race moving toward finality. Up next on the Talk Radio Review.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergies stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Used as directed, visit Allegra.com.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down, or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know how to tell if a man is serious about the work he does with his hands? Look at his feet. If he stands in a pair of Red Wing boots, that means he stands for something. He cares about the work he does and the crew he works with. He works with his brains as much as his brawn. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Top 10 talk topics of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. Presidential race is number one. We're counting them down. Right now we have talk host Pat Campbell for you to listen to. He talked to Rick Santorum about this past week's primaries and how Santorum thinks he's going to do on Super Tuesday.
Was it a victory? Was it a defeat? You lost by about 20 points in Arizona, but you came darn close in Michigan. In Romney's home state, he only beat you by 3%.
Well, I mean, Arizona is a state that we just felt that given the demographics there of Arizona, that was just not a good place for us to compete. And a lot of early voting, and 50% of the vote by the time the debate came around had already been in Arizona. And, you know, that was well before we had our wins in Minnesota and Missouri and Colorado. So we were just way too far behind the eight ball there to even really try to contest in Arizona. Same problem here in Michigan. There was a lot of early voting here, too. 100,000 votes were cast before the wins we had in the upper Midwest. But, you know, we decided to come here and compete against Governor Romney because this is an area of the country we think we can be competitive in and show that even in Governor Romney's home state where, you know, his father was governor here for three terms and, you know, the Romney name is synonymous with Michigan, and he outspent us anywhere from 6 to 12 to 1. Mm-hmm. One press report says 12, other one says 6. But we got outspent more in Michigan than Newt got outspent in Florida. And, you know, we're going to walk away with at least as many delegates as he has and potentially more delegates out of the state of Michigan than Mitt Romney. That's a win for us. That's a win on any. I mean, to come within a couple of points in the popular vote, but the big reason for that is early voting. But we, on Election Day, we smoked him on Election Day. We had a great Election Day here. We won overwhelmingly here in Michigan. And we, as I said, we picked up 7 of the 14 congressional districts. We split the delegates. There are 2 that split for the popular vote. So we're at half, and there's 1 congressional district still not decided. We're within a couple hundred votes. So we feel like we did pretty well here in the state of Michigan.
Rick, let me ask you about the robocalls, because the cable news seems to be fixated on that, where you were asking Democrats to come out and support you. It's interesting here because a couple things are going on. First of all, Romney's the one who wanted the open primary.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of the old adage, be careful what you wish for, because you might just get well. So he got what he wanted. And this argument, you know, he's been out there telling people that you can't attract the independents, you can't attract Democrats. Rick, I know you're going way back to Pennsylvania. You can't win as a senator in Pennsylvania without Democrats voting for you.
Of course not. And the Democrats who voted for us here in Michigan are the folks that I got in Pennsylvania. And those are the folks I appeal to, which is blue-collar Democrats. We call them Reagan Democrats in the upper Midwest.
Right.
So these are culturally conservative Democrats who don't necessarily agree with us on economics and some of the other stuff. But you know what? Their votes count too, and that's how it was. Pennsylvania has a million more registered Democrats than Republicans. And I was able to win as a conservative because we were able to appeal on some of the issues. I won the city of Detroit's district. That's exactly the kind of voter that we were able to get.
That's great.
In those communities who came out and supported us. And, you know, Governor Romney, interestingly, in Massachusetts, in New Hampshire, he wanted an open primary there, which he got one. It's 53% of the people who voted in the New Hampshire primary were not Republicans. Right. He actively solicited all of them to come out and vote. I didn't complain about it. I mean, this is the thing about Mitt Romney, sort of scratch your head. I mean, you know, for being the bully, for being the 12 times, spending man who just beats it, you know, negative ass. If you do anything that punches back, he comes and whines to the press. Oh my God, look, he's cheating. I'm tracking voters who are allowed to vote. What's cheating about that?
Here's host John Sylvester with John Nichols from The Nation. They talk about the lengths Mitt Romney had to go to win in Michigan. And even so, he wound up splitting some of the delegates with Rick Santorum.
Mitt Romney won Michigan by probably a little more comfortable margin than people might have thought. What do you think? Do you think it was the vomiting when he heard a John Kennedy speech? Do you think it was that? Do you think that was the point where...
Really, the way to reverse the question is, how hard is it to be a guy who's against college, John Kennedy, and contraception? I mean, yeah, which are, I think all of those poll over 90%.
Doesn't this go to the point where I think at some point they thought, well, we're going to probably lose this general election, so let's just jump off the bridge. Let's jump off the Mackinac Bridge. Last night, Republicans decided not to jump off.
Right. The Mackinac Bridge.
In the winter.
And the problem is, though, that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that sometime last week, they did jump off and Mitt Romney jumped with them. And this is an important thing to understand. Mitt Romney did win the Michigan primary in his home state where he grew up and where his dad was the governor. So, you know, like, wow, what an accomplishment. He won his home state. But to do it, he had to, in the last week, do major statements to the effect that Barack Obama is attacking religion. And he did a whole speech on how Obama's anti-religion, thus embracing major elements of the Santorum Gingrich, you know, war on religion line. And then he turned around, and in Arizona, which I think was dramatically undercovered, he spoke to the contractors, the National Convention of the Associated Contractors, all these groups, and he gave the singularly most anti-labor speech that any modern presidential candidate, somebody who's actually likely to be a nominee, has ever given. Talked about right to work at a national level, talked about taking away prevailing wage, talked about taking away all of the protections in contracting for unionized firms, and then talked about these state-based assaults on unions. So the fact of the matter is, by the time he got himself through this process, he had essentially embraced the worst of what Santorum and Gingrich have been peddling for the last couple months.
Up next, Iran and the economy here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The hot hits in talk radio are the subject matter of conversation. Number two on the countdown is Iran. Here's Cenk Yeager from the Young Turks talking about some of the military analysts' questionable connections and their predictions of an imminent war with Iran.
General Barry McCaffrey is obviously a former general in the military. He was also the former drug czar. He's an analyst for NBC News, and he also works for a great many defense contractors. There was a great article in the New York Times for which the writer won a Pulitzer Prize. It was David Barstow, and he did a two-part series about how there's these military analysts that work for defense contractors that then go on television, are not identified as working for defense contractors, and that continually promote war. And Barry McCaffrey was featured in that article. And I remember one of my favorite parts of that was when they pointed out that McCaffrey went on air and talked about how we were winning the Iraq war because of the Abrams tank. And he said, you know, God bless the Abrams tank. It turns out he works for the company that makes the Abrams tank. Okay, not surprising. So what we just found out is, through a leak, that Barry McCaffrey gathered some of the top executives at NBC News and did a presentation for them about how we are about to go to war with Iran. Now, what he's presenting, is it really what the military thinks? What the intelligence community thinks? Who knows? Is it what the defense contractors want the media to think? That might also be true. Now, here's what we know. Defense contractors, before Iraq and Afghanistan, their profits were at about $6 billion. After those two wars, their profits were at $24 billion. Not talking about revenue, we're talking about profits. Now, $18 billion in profits, that's extra because of those wars. That can motivate some people, right? And they pay these people like General McCaffrey really, really well. So, what did the memo that he presented to these NBC News executives say? Well, that's very interesting. So, first of all, it was titled, Iran and the Gulf Creeping Toward War. Now, he wants NBC News to think, oh my God, we're going towards war, we're going towards war. And it's, in fact, Iran that's pushing us in that direction, according to this memo, which then you go, okay, well, that's comical. Because we're the ones that are threatening to bomb them. We're the ones that are doing the sanctions on them. To say that Iran is being aggressive here is ridiculous. It's totally counterfactual. So that immediately makes me think, well, you know what, this guy's not on the level. In fact, the first line of the memo is, quote, in my judgment, we are now in a high-risk situation in the Gulf with a significant probability of Iranian escalation in the coming 90 days.
Number three on the countdown, the state of our economy. Here's Taco's Fred Lefebvre talking to financial analyst Doc Treese. They focus on Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and what Bernanke had to say about the economy this week.
All right, listen, I got a couple of cuts here. I want to play from Bernanke yesterday.
Okay.
Get your reaction. So hopefully Don's got everything set up so you can hear this. Here's the first one.
Real household income and wealth were flat in 2011, and access to credit remains restricted for many potential borrowers. Consumer sentiment remains relatively low.
Does that sound like good news or bad news to you?
No, it does not sound like good news. You know, I, in listening to some of that, and I want to hear your other cut, but remember this. He sounds like he's trying to paint a bad picture
yeah.
so he can pump some more money into the economy.
That's what I was thinking, too. It sounds like he, but I keep hearing that, according to Obama, we've turned the corner. Debbie Wasserman Schultz says things are great, that we're looking terrific, that, you know, it took a while, but the recession is over and President Obama's doing the right thing. And then you get Bernanke saying stuff like this.
Long-term unemployment is still near record levels, and the number of persons working part-time for economic reasons is very high.
Well, that one he got right.
That one he got right.
You know, unemployment is lagging behind where it should be given this point of recovery.
Mm-hmm.
But if you read the entire, or at least the Wall Street Journal summary of his speech, he said that given the growth rate we've had in the economy, that unemployment has actually improved more than you would have expected given the growth rate. When I read behind that, all he said was it's much easier to manipulate the unemployment numbers than the growth numbers.
800-510-8255. Your calls and the rest of the countdown coming up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Hey, Gary.
What up here?
It's an
out of the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 33.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FlowJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Continuing on our talk radio review of the hot hits ending on the week of Friday, March the 2nd. Actually, from the week beginning February 27th to the 2nd, the big stories, the topics. Let's see, at number one, the presidential race. Number two, what's going on in Iran. Number three, the state of the economy. Number four, the effect the economy, or the other way around, I guess, rising gas prices and the effect that they are having on the economy. Here's Talkos Preston Scott with energy expert Jorge Piñon about Donald Trump's remarks. He said that OPEC is laughing at us as we struggle with all the cost of gasoline, the prices going up, etc.
What's in the news right now is comments made by Donald Trump. He tends to get a little publicity. And he basically said that, you know, OPEC's sitting back and just kind of laughing at the United States. And he implied that we're sort of a rudderless ship, that we just don't really have any direction when it comes to energy. I myself think that this is one of those issues that I think I can safely say isn't really partisan when it comes to leadership, because going back to the formation of the Department of Energy, we've just kind of not ever really had a solid policy definitive in directing us on what we're going to do strategically with oil and gas.
I think you just used the right word, and that's strategically. I think where Donald Trump is right is that we don't have a long-term strategic vision of where this country ought to go or should go in balancing our energy mix. Mm-hmm. And I underline again, balancing our energy mix. If you look at today, we're producing the same amount of oil today that we were producing in 1947. When we discovered the Alaska North Slope in 1986, it was producing about 2 million barrels a day. Today, Alaska North Slope is producing less than 700,000 barrels a day. So strategically, over the last 10 years, we really have neglected the new frontiers of oil that should have been producing today. Remember that oil is a long-term proposition.
Right.
When you begin the development of an oil field, from actual production of an oil field, it takes anywhere between 3 to 5 to 7 years. So we should have been developing the deep waters of the Gulf of Mexico. We should have been developing natural gas. We should have been developing the pipeline system that today we're trying to build to bring oil from Canada to us. All of that should have been developed 5-7 years ago if we had a strategic long-term vision on energy. That's what this country is lacking.
Help our audience understand why it is that the United States and the pressures on the costs of fuel are so remarkable, even though we get the overwhelming majority of our fuel from what most would consider to be allies. Venezuela, maybe not so much, but basically we get Canada, Mexico, So how is it that OPEC impacts our costs here when we get very little from them?
I think it's not necessarily OPEC. I think it's the major world producers in the world,
okay.
Which some of them are OPEC members and some are not, but most of them, particularly in the Persian Gulf. What happens is it's a vicious circle. The Persian Gulf really supplies the Pacific Rim, China, South Korea, Japan. Believe it or not, we in the United States only receive about 17% of our oil from the Persian Gulf, while we receive about 32% of our oil from South America. People don't realize, but what happens is that the Persian Gulf is such an important marker in the world price of oil that it impacts us. It's not necessarily supply. I repeat again, we only receive 17% of our supply from Saudi Arabia and Iraq. By the way, those are the only two countries that we get oil from. But they're so important in the macro world of oil that everything that sometimes when something happens there, it impacts us.
All right, so Jorge Piñon talking about OPEC. The House Speaker John Boehner and the Senate's top Republican Mitch McConnell had lunch with President Obama this week. They were talking, and apparently it was a good lunch. Both of the Republicans were encouraged by the attitude and the tone during the meeting. The discussion focused on the Keystone XL pipeline. Apparently the president is changing his mind somewhat, and so Boehner said there is going to be an agreement to get at least part of the pipeline. It remains to be seen where it is. There have been a lot of different reports about it, but interesting that the president has sort of changed his tune on that. So that's number four. In the meantime, we're still pushing, bumping $5 a gallon. 800-510-8255. Should you have a quick comment about any of these things as we work our way through them? It brings us around to number five, the situation in Ohio where the school shooting took place early in the week. Here's radio host Dan Kaplis talking to one of his callers about what we need to do to stop these shootings.
Talking about the lessons learned from the Ohio school shooting, or to be more accurate, the lessons not learned, because we just, in most cases, haven't learned the lessons from each of these demonic, cowardly attacks in schools. Even though we can all agree that children are the most important thing in the world. And the thing that everyone cares about most, and what we should be most devoted to protecting, and yet this blind spot where so many schools, not all, fortunately, but so many schools just take their chances and just bet that the demons aren't going to show up at their school, even though we all know, and it's sad to think about, but we all know, as I've said time and time and time again on radio over 20 years that I've been on air, that the next school shooting's being planned as we speak. We know it's coming. And yet so many schools just willing to take the chance it won't be them. And if it is them, then the kids are just left to the killers until the police get there. Best police force in the world can't be there for at least 3 to 5 minutes and often longer. So why do we do that? Makes no sense. What's the solution? I've offered one. And that is taking the staff, the teachers, the people among the staff who would volunteer to go through the training necessary in order to be able to use a weapon, which will be securely kept on campus, to use a weapon if necessary to protect the kids. Why do we let that resource go to waste? Especially since, but not only because, but especially since so many schools now have veterans of Iraq, Afghanistan, other people with suitable tactical experience in their past. To leave them there unarmed when the shooter comes on campus is immoral, in my view, but at the very least, flat out stupid. So, how you doing, Bruce?
What I would suggest is, this is an easy fix, okay? I went to school in Chicago, and, mm-hmm. and you're a Chicago mm-hmm. guy. You mm-hmm. know about the Illinois system, the school system, and I went to two of the worst schools, actually two of the most deadliest schools mm-hmm. in Chicago, in Martin Luther King High School and Inglewood
okay.
High School.
Okay.
Both schools, we had metal detectors.
Mm-hmm.
They was on the outline of one entrance. We also had a back entrance. If you was on the other side of the building, you can come in that way. But you also had metal detector on that side also. The thing was to have no metal objects. That means for women, no fingernail files or nail polish, any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For men, no knives. And then you can detect any other guns or anything else.
Yeah.
So I felt safe going to school, even though the schools were bad violently,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
we didn't have any in-school shootings the whole time I attended both of those schools.
All right, 800-510-8255. Moving to number six on our countdown, the hot hits, the review of this week's big stories being discussed in the issue-oriented talk radio programs and talk television as well. The storms that have blown through midweek a number of Midwestern states. Here's host Jimmy Cefalo with Jim Krasula, a CBS reporter, about the damage caused by the storms.
Severe deadly storms obliterated parts of the Midwest. Harrisburg, Illinois, was hit with the second most powerful tornado on the scale. And several states are now littered with crushed buildings, downed power lines, and tree limbs. At least 12 people have died in Illinois, Kansas, and in Tennessee.
This was the equivalent of a Category 5 hurricane. So, yeah, just incredible. When you see things like a 2x4 piercing a cinder block wall, clumps of dirt and mud and grass torn from the ground, the bark ripped off trees, it's really a testament to just incredible, incredible force of nature that hit here.
Was there any warning, Jim, at all in any of the areas for any of the residents?
Yes, at least here, tornado warnings sounded, the sirens sounded, but again, guys, you know, this hit at about 5 a.m. People sound asleep in most cases. You're jarred awake trying to figure out where you are and what's going on, and suddenly these storms are upon you. They estimate that these storms were moving at 60 to 70 miles an hour. That's highway speed. So again, even though the tornado warnings and the sirens were out for about 15 minutes, very little time for people to react, to prepare, and obviously to protect themselves.
Yeah. What has the government done to help in emergency care? Is FEMA on the scene already?
Yeah, they've come in overnight. The Red Cross, Salvation Army, church groups are all here already. The damage assessment and cleanup are underway.
All right, so there's not much you can add to that, but a lot of people, oh, it's global warming, or, oh, Mother Nature, or, oh, what's the problem, or, oh, it's getting back at America for doing what she's doing, all kinds of things you can hear from people as these conversations are a part of human nature. That's what makes it all so interesting, and so many different angles to a lot of these conversations. North Korea and the deal put together this week, there's some predictability to this discussion. However, we will review it because a lot of you have been talking about it this week. As we continue, it's 17 before the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed. Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow crabs.
Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Breaking news alert for women using the birth control drugs Yasmin, Yaz, and Ocella. Recent medical studies show an increased risk of blood clots and possible gallbladder problems. If you or a loved one has experienced any of the following: blood clot-related injuries, heart attack, stroke, deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, or gallbladder removal or surgery, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for a free case evaluation, 800-260-5460. If you or a loved one use the birth control drugs Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-260-5460. That's 800-260-5460. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-260-5460.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
The dietary guidelines recommend choosing products with whole grain listed as the first ingredient. However, it can be confusing to find products with whole grain in the grocery store, and even harder to know how much you're getting in those foods. Dr. Travis Stork, an ER physician and host of The Doctors, has partnered with General Mills to offer tips for getting more whole grain into your diet.
One easy place to substitute in whole grains is in the cereal, the bread, or the pasta aisle. But shoppers do need to read the ingredient list on the side of the box if they want to get the real scoop. You want to make sure the word whole is listed first in the ingredient list, and it should be followed by a grain like wheat. And companies are making it easier and easier. As an example, the cereals with the white check now highlight the grams of whole grain per serving on the side of the box, because in the end, you should know the ingredients of the products you buy.
For more information on the benefits of whole grain, visit WholeGrainNation.com. That's WholeGrainNation.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. Since 1995, we've been a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes, March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support families and our community. Together, we can take steps to help moms and babies around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
The review of the hot hits in talk radio from this week, something that we do every weekend at this time, moving into the weekend. Number 7 on our countdown, the review focuses on North Korea. Host Charlie Parker here talks to correspondent Mike Mankiewicz about the deal coming along while the 100-day mourning period for Kim Jong-il still going on.
What's North Korea and Mr. Jong offering up?
Well, you know, they're going back to talks that they'd actually agreed to restart, talks that they haven't had in about 3 years, until the death of Kim Jong-il. And that kind of threw a wrench in everything. And as the North Korean government tried to consolidate power under this new regime, everything has just been kind of in limbo. Now the North Koreans have agreed to the preconditions that were set in order for the talks to continue, which was they stopped their nuclear activities, the enrichment, you don't know, bomb tests, no long-range missile tests, and let inspectors in. And the talks will begin. And along with that, the administration is saying they're going to send about 240,000 metric tons of food aid into the country. Now, that's upset some opponents of this arrangement who mm-hmm. say that, you know, that they shouldn't be getting rewarded. They haven't lived up to past agreements. That linking food aid with these talks is not what the United States has done in the past. And so this is not without controversy. But the talks have resumed, and the administration is calling that a modest step forward.
Yeah, that came from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Mike, let me ask you, the fact that you've got this unofficial, semi-official, I guess, 100-day mourning period after the death of Kim Jong-il, the fact that that hasn't come to an end yet, and then this announcement comes, should we read anything into that?
Well, that's a good question, and I don't know if I have a good answer for it, but I will tell you that there are some who think that this is just another step that the North Korean regime is taking in trying to consolidate power under this new regime, and that, you know, by engaging the West here, they get some aid that can help them in the short term, take some of the international pressure off of them. You know, the problem is that, you know, we've had discussions with the North Koreans before, and they've often led to dead ends, or we've seen them renege on some of the agreements or understandings that we thought we had with them. And so, you know, this is a real difficult area, and I think that's why you're seeing the administration being so cautious. You know, they obviously welcome the news that they're able to restart these negotiations, but as we said, you know, the secretary herself is saying it's just a modest step forward.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. The death of Andrew Breitbart, the conservative blogger, is at number 8. Talk host Bruce Wolf and Dan Prof talk about it.
Andrew Breitbart, BigGovernment.com, well-known conservative publisher and activist, cut his teeth with Matt Drudge in the Drudge Report, passed away last night. The report on BigGovernment.com passed away unexpectedly from natural causes shortly after midnight this morning in Los Angeles. He was 43 years old. Wow.
I just tweeted that like about 2 minutes ago. It's stunning. He's been it was a tremendous force in giving conservatives another alternative besides the mainstream media, another outlet where they can get another source of information unfiltered by liberal bias. I mean, it is stunning and tragic news.
And for all those of you who have heard the conspiratorialists say he was killed, it appears that his own website doesn't think he was killed. I thought that was an interesting It's just interesting. 51 past the hour.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We moved up to the, top of the list, number 9 and number 10 here. Number 9 has to do with Google's new privacy rules and the way that this has been handled by Google and how disgusted people are, with good reason. Talk host Bob Kerr here with technology expert Greg Stebbins. They talk about the new rules Google's put in place.
Greg, anything to be concerned about here?
Well, I think there's a short view on this and a long view. The short view is just understanding what's happening. And in a nutshell, what Google is doing is recognizing that for all of the many services that Google offers and that many of us use on a daily basis, from search to email to even YouTube, people forget that's a Google service, to Maps, all the other Google services, today each of them has its own privacy policy and keeps all personal information about you separate from all other Google services. Google will aggregate all that information about you into one giant file, meaning that Google collectively will know a lot more about you, or possibly can know a lot more about you than it ever did in the past. Should you panic about this? Probably not. If it concerns you, with the exception of YouTube, you really could go out and find alternative services for almost everything that Google does. Why I think this is important is that if we as consumers and users and digital citizens don't express our concern about these kinds of changes and let companies know that we're aware and we're watching, then they will assume that every time we make major changes like this, that it's okay with us, we don't really care, and we would never want companies who are collecting our data to think that we're going to passively let them do whatever they want with it.
Is this going to be good for Google business?
Oh, it's going to be huge for Google business. I mean, obviously, Google makes its money from advertising, and one of its huge breakthroughs as an advertising company is its ability to connect advertisers with people who are almost proven to be interested in what the advertisers have to offer. That's not a bad thing, by the way. I think it's great for consumers and advertisers. But this aggregation of all this information just means that Google is going to be able to charge advertisers even more for offering even more precise data. For you as a consumer, that means you will be known in a deeper way than you have in the past. It also means, frankly, that the ads you see online are probably going to be better ads for you that offer better savings and better deals and better offers for the kinds of things you're interested in.
I'm thinking this is yuck. However, we'll give it a little while to play out. In a related discussion this week, the ladies on The View talked about the merits of a bill in Arizona to let you as parents access the texting your children are doing.
There is a new bill in Arizona that would allow parents access to their kids' cell phone texts. Right now, parents have to get a court order to access their kids' cell phones. So how much privacy should a parent give their child? You've got three children, Kathy.
We have three children. Everyone in our home knows I have complete authority to go through any computer, cell phone at any time. It's not snooping. 8, 13, and 17.
It's not snooping.
It's not snooping. I'm up front with it. Look, you guys, this is the deal. When you're on your own, you're going to make your own choices, but it's still my job to protect you. I mean, you know, Elizabeth, with your children, it's a different world out there, and the cyberbullying that takes place. We can nip these things in the bud, but if we don't have access to it, if we don't have an awareness, we got to get our heads out of the sand and really know what's going on with our kids.
What about privacy issues for the kids?
Privacy issues, they're minors right now, and you're paying for the phone. Why am I to have to get a bill passed to get authority to look at my kids' texts? This seems almost criminal that a phone company would then, and here's the other option, they may allow you to pay for access to your child's texts. That is a crime. No parent here should stand for that, ever, from a phone company who's asking us to pay to protect our children. That's disgusting to me.
If you don't like them texting, cut off the phone bill. How many lemonade stands can they have to pay their own phone bill? Just don't pay it.
Well, here's the problem, is that, number one, we're very dependent on texting, so a lot of parents actually use it as a great way to communicate with their kids.
Do you Grace is what? How old now?
She's 6.
Do you do it?
She texts her cousins from my phone, right now it's my phone. She doesn't have one. She doesn't have an iTouch or anything like that. She's my phone. I will watch her and watch what she writes. I think with the number, I did a segment for GMA on the amount of sexting that goes on with teens. And without the ability to get in there,
sexting.
What are people saying to our children? Right. What messages are coming to them that might seem innocent from a child's point of view, but that have an evil ulterior motive?
Number 10 this week on the countdown, the death of Davy Jones. A lot of people feel very connected to Davy Jones. I was reading something from Mike Nesmith. He said, all the lovely people, where do they come from? So many lovely and heartfelt messages of condolences and sympathy. I don't know what to say. Some of the great songs, A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You, I Want to Be Free, that song, Daydream Believer, very cool. It's kind of a sad thing. It's sobering when you look at the fact the guy was 66 years of age and Breitbart was only 43. Thinking, that's what we do here on the Powerful Force.